T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Thursday alohas to you. You are just in time as we get underway with hour number 2 of the Bobby Mack Show on this beautiful springtime afternoon. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. You know, when President Trump had named four-star former Marine General Mad Dog Mattis as his Secretary of Defense, I thought that was a good move because, you know, it appeared this was a guy that was simpatico with the president's ideas of stomping ISIS into the ground. Anybody remember ISIS? The group in the Middle East that Obama and his State Department claimed the only reason that they were setting downed aviators on fire and stabbing babies to death was because they didn't have jobs. That was the, I guess, official position of the Obama State Department. In any event, I should have known. And certainly, you know, given enough time, we all should recognize you don't rise to flag rank in the military unless you're a pretty good politician. And under the 8 years of Obama, anybody who was reported, who was promoted, I should say, from 1-star to 2 or 2 to 3 or 3 to 4 was somebody who was simpatico with Obama's ideas and the progressivism of the left. They would have to have been, or they would not be promoted. And now, in retrospect, we see that Mattis, amongst others, is a pretty good example of that. Mattis, writing on the web, "I've watched this week's unfolding events angry and appalled. Donald Trump is the first president in my lifetime who does not try to unite the American people." I guess this guy was asleep when Obama was there for 2 terms and tried to do everything he could to increase racial division and hatred in this country. And he says Trump is the first president in his lifetime who's not trying to unite the American people. Talk about having your head in the sand. Mattis continues, "does not even pretend to try." So because President Trump wants to activate the military to send in where these weak sister mayors and governors won't authorize their police force to protect their own citizens from anarchy and rioting and burning and looting and murder, that means that President Trump, is shredding the Constitution, huh? Mattis said, "we are witnessing the consequences of 3 years of this deliberate effort." Yeah, of trying to drain the swamp of people like you, General. Look, I respect your service, but holy cow, you are now totally politicized. "We are witnessing the consequences of 3 years without mature leadership." Oh, you mean like the silver tongue oratory of the saintly Barack Hussein Obama. John Allen, former four-star Marine general, current president of the Brookings Institution, that's a think tank in D.C., wrote an op-ed for Foreign Policy this morning, excoriating Trump for his actions on Monday, which included the taking of a photo, which is now being referred to as a photo op, at St. John's Episcopal Church near the White House. Isn't it funny how when creepy Uncle Joe Biden goes to a church in Delaware to virtue signal wearing his COVID-19 mask, that's not a photo op. That is an expression of pure emotion, don't you know? But when President Trump goes over to a church that had just been burned the night before by anarchists, that's nothing but a photo op. The area, this is the Fox story. The area around the church had moments before been forcibly cleared of protesters, though there are conflicting claims over the tactics used. Yeah, I'll say they are. The left is saying, oh, these were peaceful protesters. Nobody was doing anything. The park police and the others who were under assault from bottles filled with cement, bottles of water that had been frozen solid, bricks being thrown at them. So, of course, they responded with smoke canisters. Yeah, I would say there are conflicting claims over the tactics used. In a bid to create some appearance that he can empathize with those demonstrating peacefully on the streets, I don't know that he is trying to do that. I think he's trying to tell the American people that somebody's going to do something to quell the unrest. The president proclaimed himself, General Allen said, the ally of peaceful protesters, but at that very moment, just a few hundred feet away across Lafayette Park, fully equipped riot police and troops, violently and without provocation, two lies right there, set upon the peaceful demonstrators there. They're always peaceful demonstrators, you know, even though they're throwing all kinds of objects at the officers. They're doing that peacefully. Manhandling and beating many of them, employing flashbangs, riot control agents, and pepper spray throughout. They used pepper spray balls that they fired that hit the ground and let out pepper spray. Defense Secretary Mark Esper. This guy should have resigned already. You either support your commander-in-chief or you do not. And if you disagree with the commander-in-chief's orders, you keep it in-house, you complain internally, you don't go to the damn Washington Post. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he does not support invoking the Insurrection Act, which Trump has not done. Military should be used, he said, for dire circumstances as a last resort, adding, we are not in that circumstance. I do not support invoking the Insurrection Act. Well, then why not tell the president that privately? Now, since we're going to talk about using the military and the New York Times, the WAPO, and all the other lefty organs, including local newscasts, by the way, want to try and make the case that this is something unheard of. The president's shredding the Constitution. That's the phrase that Mattis used. So the Chicago Tribune put in a request to National Guard historians who listed at least a dozen times since the enactment of the 1952 Armed Forces Reserve Act when the Guard was called into duty and operated under the control of the president, the federal government. Many of these incidents during the turbulent civil rights struggles in the 60s, which the left is now doing their damnedest to bring back now. By the way, this list does not include the many times the Guard was activated by a governor and operated under state control, and in about half the examples below, the governor of the state had asked for help. 1957 and 58, desegregation of schools in Little Rock. 1962, integration of the University of Mississippi. 1963, integration of the University of Alabama. 1965, Selma and Montgomery, Alabama, civil rights marches. 1967, riots in Detroit. 1968, riots in Chicago following the assassination of Dr. King. Same thing, 1968, Washington, D.C. Same thing, 1968, Baltimore riots. 1970, the New York City postal workers strike. 1989, looting after Hurricane Hugo. And 1992, riots after the Rodney King verdict. So General Mattis, thank you for your service. As a four-star general, I would expect you to have a better understanding of military and political history in this country before you start saying that President Trump is shredding the Constitution by wanting to do something to save lives that has already been done more than a dozen times. Thank you for your service. 16 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Thursday afternoon edition of the Bobby Mack Show. I'll catch up with the text line coming up here. First of all, though, let's go back to the phones, going to Greenville and bringing in Dan here on the Bobby Mack program. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show.
It's Don.
Oh, sorry, Don. My mistake.
I'm just laughing because it happens every time. Have you seen this documentary, 13th, about the 13th Amendment and slavery?
No, I haven't. Where is it, on YouTube?
Netflix.
No, I have not seen it.
Well, it came out a few years ago. It must have come out before the 2016 election.
Mm-hmm.
But they interviewed most of the people they interviewed were like Van Jones, Angela Davis, Cory Booker, David Dinkins. And my niece is only 40, but apparently she was appalled. The whole idea is that, yes, the 14th Amendment did free the slaves, but then the black people didn't have anything to do, and the white people thought, well, let's just, they started leasing out people to do all kinds of things. And of course, leasing to some of these people was slavery, which is ridiculous. But anyway, but it just went through the whole last 130 and 40 years. And
Well, it sounds like what it sounds like what you're referring to, Don, is indentured servitude. And in fact, there were many white people that were indentured servants for a period of 7 years was the standard.
My grandfather was a sharecropper until he got enough money to buy his farm.
See, there you go.
Yeah, but they talked about mass incarceration. The whole idea is that, you know, now the white people have found a way to put a lot of black people in jail and enslave them that way. And, you know, now my niece would have no idea who Angela Davis was.
Right. Or David, Bill Ayers.
Well, he wasn't on there. I was surprised.
Huh.
There were a few white people. They were mostly very liberal.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of buzzwords that, you know, bounce off of you and me because we know they're ridiculous.
Right.
But, you know, the prison industrial complex, mass incarceration, three strikes, you're out. The whole idea that Reagan and Nick, you know, it started under Nixon, they said. Law and order, war on crime. And they totally, it dawned on me, they totally left out the role that the liberal press had in all of this, you know, because it's like, oh, we put black, they want to make people fear the black man, so they put him on the news all the time in chains and getting bitten by dogs because they're evil. And I thought, you know, this is the one of the most one-sided, and of course it won some kind of award.
Oh, naturally, right.
Yeah, BAFTA Award, and I can't remember what else.
Well, and I bet they probably also overlooked the fact that the piece of legislation that incarcerated more African Americans than any other in recent years was co-sponsored by the senior senator from Delaware and now the assumed Democrat nominee for president, Joe Biden.
Never mentioned his name.
Of course not.
And, of course, you had Clinton with the, wasn't he the three strikes? And then they blamed it on some group called ALEC, A-L-E-C, that tells Republicans which legislation to have. And, of course,
this is part and parcel. Thank you, Don. I appreciate the call. This is part and parcel of what the left does, and because they control Hollywood and because they control the mainstream media, they can get away with putting out these propaganda films and hopefully for people who haven't lived it or know better, influence and persuade people with their propaganda. In on the text line 71307, this shouldn't be a Black Lives Matter movement. This should be an All Lives Matter movement. Oh, boy, tell that to the guy who was the former play-by-play announcer for the Sacramento Kings who just got fired because he said, in response to what did he think of Black Lives Matter, it's All Lives Matter. Ask Drew Brees, you know, he was dumb enough, sadly, to get set up by some leftist reporter who wanted to make sure that he could make headlines. So he asked Drew Brees about BLM and about kneeling before NFL games. And I'll give you the details on the story. You may know them already, but we'll work our way around to that. Anyway, the texture continues. Hundreds of Americans of all races are shot by cops every year, yet the media won't report that because it doesn't fit their narrative, cause chaos and get ratings. Yeah, sad, but true. Bobby, it appears that Matt is a Hatter, whitey female. Doug has a big chip on his shoulder. How dare the president disagree with him? That's right. He's a general. You can't disagree with me. Bobby, Mattis needs to realize that if our governors won't stop the violence directed at us and our property, then the president has a responsibility to do that and stop it. And maybe they won't play by all the same rules. Hate is being taught in our schools, Bobby Mack, and it's pure brainwashing even today. Liberals are teaching it's okay, you're entitled to riot and loot and be angered. Well, it's certainly true that they do teach this victimization mentality. Bobby, I liken Mad Dog Mattis to General Half-Track from the Beetle Bailey cartoons. You can read his General Half-Track's bio on Wikipedia. Bobby, it looks like protesting is going to be starting in Boiling Springs, South Carolina tonight. Stores are closing and boarding up the windows and doors. Well, ounce of prevention and all of that. Bobby, bravo, great commentary. I wonder who paid Mattis. Bobby, I think the true message from the left is that if you think this has been bad, what's been going on for years has been bad, wait and see what's in store if you vote Trump in again. Bobby, common knowledge, you can't get beyond the rank of lieutenant colonel without being highly political. Bobby, just how damn dire does it need to get? Bobby, wish the media would refrain from calling rioters and looters protesters. They are not the same thing. Bobby, I served in Afghanistan when General Allen was U.S. Forces commander there. Respect him for his service. That being said, he's an Obama supporter. I'm stunned beyond words to hear that. Yeah. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. Be right back on the other side here on Thursday on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Somehow I expected to hear the voices of Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth in the background when I hear that. 4:37, the old Sunday night football music. 4:37, 23 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along. A nice Thursday afternoon. In on my text line. Bobby, I wonder if the Facebook fact checkers, when they get off work, go to show up for their 7 hours of riots. I wonder if they need a hand. You know, maybe we should start a GoFundMe page for these poor little, because they're so stressed. Bobby, I find it absurd and neglectful on the part of any American voter who screams racial division and then turns around and votes for Joe Biden or Obama. Biden gives a eulogy and lifts up the name of Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, a high-ranking wizard in the Ku Klux Klan and a longtime senator from West Virginia, Democrat. Obama at Byrd's funeral there, too. Bobby, Mattis is part of the swamp. He was okay to continue to let our military get maimed and killed to keep the peace in Iraq. Bobby, Mattis is a Democrat, hence the crazy talk. Bobby, who was the president when Antifa was formed? Well, let me see. Let me think about this for a minute. I believe that would be Barack Hussein Obama, who had his picture taken in the White House with the ostensive head of Antifa. Bobby, don't I remember Mattis being involved in an international foreign business of some sort? Who? Yeah, probably. Everybody's got their hands in that stuff. Bobby, why did Mattis oppose Trump's position in Syria? Seems to me it worked out pretty well. According to historian Shelby Foote, who I had the pleasure of actually meeting in Memphis. Wait a second, it just skipped on me here. Where was that? Yeah, here we go. According to historian Shelby Foote, Lincoln despised the slaves and the former slaves. Hey, Bobby, on another significant note, how about the carbon footprint these rioters are leaving behind? Where are all the Democrats on this? Afternoon, Bobby Mack. All of this because of slavery, I guess. I don't know about you, but nobody in my family ever owned anyone else. But it is another beautiful day in Greer. Bobby, New York City draft riots resulted from Lincoln having Irish immigrants seized off ships and forced into the ranks of the Union Army to die instead of U.S. troops. Bobby, from 2017 to 2020, there had been 1,268 white Americans shot by cops. In the same time frame, 698 black Americans shot by cops. So to say this is only a black issue is completely false. Numbers do not lie. In fact, former federal prosecutor Andrew McCarthy wrote a piece about this very issue today at National Review. About twice as many white people as blacks are killed by police. In fact, about 75% of police shootings, the decedent is not black. But, of course, this is not what you would grasp from consuming media. Take the website Statista.com. Specifically, its breathless focus on hate crime in the United States, counterfactually insinuating that any shooting involving a black victim must be a hate crime. Here's their big headline from Tuesday. Black Americans, 2.5 times more likely than whites to be killed by police. That headline is pure fiction, sheer demagoguery, peddled as American cities are besieged by rioters in the wake of George Floyd's killing by Minneapolis police. The falsity of the claim is demonstrated even by Statista.com itself. There's a delicious irony in that. Just 3 days ago, the site posted another series of graphs showing that, in fact, whites are nearly twice as likely as blacks to be shot to death by police. And here are the numbers. 2017, whites, 457, blacks, 223. 2018, whites, 399, blacks, 209. 2019, whites, 370, blacks, 235. The rest of the graph breaks out the numbers of Hispanic decedents, slightly lower than black, significantly lower than white, as well as those whose heritage is described as other or unknown. Okay? Bobby, was the call-up of troops in 1917 during the Wilson years done when Edith was running the country because of the lies that Wilson was incapacitated? There were all kinds of stories at the time that Woodrow Wilson had suffered a stroke and was incapacitated, and that his wife, Edith, was acting in his stead. Oh, and one correction, too, to something we mentioned earlier, the bonus veterans being driven out of Washington by federal troops. That actually is 1932, and Herbert Hoover was the war bonus camps president, not Woodrow Wilson. It was Wilson, of course, who had promised him the bonus. Bobby, don't forget the National Guard can, of course, be federalized. Exactly. Bobby, I was in Iraq at the time, but I believe active duty troops were called to help with Hurricane Katrina. I'm sorry, where does this other one begin? Oh, okay, that one was not intended for me. It's a fairly lengthy post, but it was not intended for me. We share the text line with our ESPN sister station brand. Bobby, more white Americans shot by cops every year than black Americans. I'm not making excuses and certainly not condoning anything, but numbers don't lie. Bobby, there are stories out there saying white supremacists, there we go, wearing Hawaiian shirts are supplying rioters with pallets of bricks and rocks to throw at police. So what? I guess Hawaiian shirts help them blend in? Can't make this stuff up. And I believe I actually have reached the point where I'm caught up with a text line. Well, caught up means I'm 18 messages behind, but we'll get to them as we proceed along. And I mentioned earlier that Sundance had been writing at Conservative Treehouse about all this stuff going on. And there's a great piece today, too, that was in response to what was posted at Conservative Treehouse by one of my favorite writers, Professor Victor Davis Hanson. It's a lengthy piece, but it is certainly worth hearing because it kind of recaps where we've been and where we're going. All that and more still ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday on WORD. Welcome back. Good to have you along here at 4:51, 9 before 5 on the Bobby Mack program. I mentioned Sundance writing today at the Conservative Treehouse. Anger Games, Night 8. Former President Obama has cured the COVID virus to facilitate 5 days of mass gatherings and George Floyd memorials. Previously, the Lightbringer proclaimed he could heal the planet, force the oceans to recede, and anointed himself as the last great hope for all humanity. So it should come as no surprise that today Uno Ciro declares he has defeated the COVID-19 virus. The One has spoken just in time for America to gather together in collective protest and enter a 5-day phase of national mourning across multiple states for George Floyd. Tic Tac, Nurses of the World, unite in dance. There is no longer a need for any member of the planet to be socially distant. The Lightbringer now introduces a new era of social proximity. Curfews are suspended. The media complies. George Floyd will be remembered with 3 funerals plus a half-day viewing ceremony. There'll be a nationally televised public memorial that happened today in Minneapolis. There'll be an additional nationally televised public memorial service in North Carolina Saturday. There'll be a nationally televised viewing and memorial service in Houston on Monday. There'll be a nationally televised public funeral on Tuesday. The international spectacle and global march will culminate Tuesday with the anointing of presidential candidate Joe Biden in Houston, Texas. So there is that. In response, or in addition to that posting today, I mentioned Professor Victor Davis Hanson at Stanford Institute in California wrote a piece called The Remains of an Administration. And he said, Trump, remember, ran on being the antithesis to Obama. Gone with the breeze because Obama sought to ram down the throats of the public a radical progressive agenda on the force of his supposedly charismatic godhead. None of his initiatives ever won majority public support. A few were pushed through on entirely partisan votes or by executive and thus easily reversible orders. For the most part, What Obama ran on in 2008, he quickly forgot. Instead, he sought to enact what he had once warned against, from open borders and gay marriage to radical deficit spending and one-size-fits-all federal medical care. In fact, Obamacare remains a mess and hobbles along to the extent the individual mandate was scrapped. The interior of the country is no longer written off, and jobs will come back without a magic wand, more so due to the fear of current Chinese monopolies of essential U.S. goods. Obama hollowed out the U.S. military, saw it rebuilt by Donald Trump. Grant, Harding, or Nixon, there's nothing left of the Obama creed of the most scandal-free administration in history. Before the collusion obstruction hoax, the Horowitz report, the failed Mueller investigation, and the release of classified information, the public knew all full well of Fast and Furious, the data surveillance of the AP reporters, the GSA and VA messes, the weaponization of the IRS, the Benghazi mythologies, the Bo Bergdahl saga, the echo chamber silence about the hidden details of the Iran deal. Each time Susan Rice was wheeled out to swear the truth, the public assumed it was a lie. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Slowly, we are learning that the Obama administration, in its hatred of Trump, in its paranoia that its precious legacy could in theory end in 2017, and in assurance that Hillary Clinton's sure victory would cloak its wrongdoing, sought to disrupt a presidential campaign, wreck a presidential transition, and abort a presidency. What did high Obama officials and leftovers not do to those ends? They spied on the incoming national security advisor by the phony ruse of reverse targeting the Russian ambassador, sought to ambush Michael Flynn in a perjury trap. They doctored and then likely destroyed the FBI 302 report of that ambush interview. During the campaign, they trafficked in a fake dossier cobbled together by a bought and paid for foreign national on the payroll of Hillary Clinton's firewalls and the FBI, whose made-up evidence was destroyed by Steele himself. Obama officials requested hundreds of unmaskings of those affiliated with Trump, and mysteriously, many of the subsequent unredacted names ended up being leaked to the press. Former Obama officials McCabe, Comey, Brennan, Clapper blared on TV that Trump was a Putin asset and a Russian colluder, even as they swore under oath that they had no evidence for those assertions. In the end, all four at one time or another has either likely lied under oath to a congressional committee or lied to federal investigators. So we're supposed to see a fundamental transformation of the country between 2009 and 2025 as the Obama and then Hillary 16-year reign finally made America right and correct. Instead, we witnessed 8 years that ended in scandal whose full dimensions of criminality will take years to process. Think about this going forward, because everything he said in here is a fact. You want to put those same people back in power again? 5 o'clock Follies is on the way next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.